Round and Round on KVMR. A piece called Nainoa. Local boy Keikoa Young with his former band Round and Round from Honolulu. Keikoa Young now playing around town, and you can hear him on Tuesday nights at the Club Crazy Horse occasionally. Aloha, welcome to Kani Kapila on KVMR FM Nevada City, broadcasting from the Nevada County Fair this morning. And just enjoying ourselves immensely out here. Paul and I have already had our cinnamon roll, which are our annual event here. It's always fun to see Paul and hang out here and enjoy the fair. A little bit of Les Paul in the background. In that last set, you heard, of course, a couple of tracks from the Kahuanu Lake Trio. One of my all-time favorite bands from the 50s through the 80s, actually. They recorded a number of years. That was Lahaina Luna and also Maile Lei, a beautiful song written in 1963. Also in that set, you heard Pahinui Aloha by Hapa, the stylings of Barry Flanagan. Lovely chimes and great guitar stylings. Also, Kalehua I Mili'ia by Ku'uipu Kumukahe, featured in that set. A little bit of Willie Kay. He's coming to town on the 22nd. He'll be at St. Joseph's Cultural Center. Tickets at 530-265-5040. And also on Wednesday night, the 19th, he'll be down at Yoshi's in Oakland. So tell your friends in the Bay Area, if they haven't made plans, that they're invited to turn out for a fun evening of music with Willie Kay. Steve Baker waiting in the studio right now has an update on the fires, I imagine. Steve, are you on the line there?
We certainly do, Michael, and we're going to actually be joined right now by Pascal from Ubinet.com. And Pascal, welcome to KVMR.
Good morning, Steve.
And what's the, I guess the big news, maybe the wind shifting this morning?
Yes, the wind has shifted, and I believe that everybody can either is sucked in the smoke, or you will definitely be soon. I mean, I can guarantee that, because right now it looks like the wind has shifted. It is blowing from the north, and which means that Nevada County, Nevada City, Grass Valley now have a lot of drift smoke.
In fact, one of our broadcasters coming up from Auburn saying it's even down that far at this point.
Yeah, that at night it actually spread down to that area, and this is now one of the problems also with for the aircraft, because aircraft, they have to see where they will dump the water or the retardant. So right now, I know the helicopters are absolutely flying, and there might be a little bit of the the inversion layer is definitely breaking up, and but right now AirTAC and the air tankers have a little problems flying, but as soon as this lifts, they will be on it. And again, the helicopter base is in Brownsville, and they are flying out of there constantly.
And of course, the fire at around 2,200 acres. About is it about 100 acres in Nevada County?
It's about 100 acres in Nevada County. I got the new map from Cal Fire, and yes, you can see that it is a little bit. There is a little spot that slopped over, a slop over. That's what they call it, and that's about. It's about 100 acres.
And is have they kept it under control in Nevada County?
Yeah. They had the DC-10 dropping a lot of retardant in there, and they are pretty confident that the Nevada County side, I mean, that is basically now a fire break.
Which is good news for folks up on the San Juan Ridge.
Absolutely.
And they're still talking about containment on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, do we have some road closures in Nevada County?
We do have some closures in Nevada County. I did the update from the sheriff's office that just came in. It said Pleasant Valley Road is now closed from Birchville Road to Bridgeport. And the Nevada County Sheriff's Office there on the Birchville side, and State Parks is on the Bridgeport side. And they're also asking people to please stay off the roads in the area and actually leave the roads for the fire traffic and for people, if people have to get out. So just don't go around looking. There's plenty of pictures everywhere. There's plenty of information both on KVMR and on Ubinet, so stay off the roads, please.
All right, and I think what we'll do is check back with you around noon and get an update for folks at that time. And I believe it's still at 15% containment?
The containment has not changed. It's 15%. It was yesterday, it was 35%, but since the fire more than doubled in size, that the containment figures went down. But again, good news for Nevada County, because basically now there's a little fire break there.
Very good. And we'll watch this wind, and hopefully they'll be able to get the big tankers up and really get some retardant down on this thing, huh?
Yeah, but again, 1,300 people basically on the ground that are fighting this fire. And, I mean, they are digging hand lines. There's dozers that are cutting large fire breaks. So we're in good shape, and those guys are doing a great job.
All right, well, Pascal from Ubinet.com, thank you very much for joining us here. And, of course, you can go to Ubinet.com directly for information about the Yuba fire, which, as we said, has come in, crossed the river yesterday around 5 o'clock and come into Nevada County in the French Corral area. But right now that appears to be under control. It's not spreading, at least. And also you can get to the Ubinet site through KVMR's website as well, kvmr.org. Thanks once again, Pascal.
You're welcome, Steve. Talk to you later.
All right. And the next update on the fire, we'll have something for you at noon. And we'll go now. Let's head right back to Kanikapila, Hawaiian style, with Michael Keane.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Pascal. KVMR, your emergency broadcast station for Nevada County. You can also find out updates on many things that may affect you on our website, kvmr.org. And, of course, you can always stream KVMR live. If you're out of the area, you can tune us in on your computer at kvmr.org. Well, once again, I want to acknowledge our underwriters for our fair broadcast. They're the ones that have put up special funds to make sure that we come to you directly from the fair each year, and we'd like to acknowledge them now for their support. Northern Sierra Air Quality District reminding listeners that summertime is ozone time. And, of course, with this much smoke in the air, it's probably a good idea to limit the amount of strenuous exercise you're doing. So maybe that's another good reason that you may want to come out to the fair today and just take it easy. Well, ozone time and summertime, a good time to protect your kids and adults with respiratory problems. The peak ozone times are from 5 p.m. to midnight. Health advisory information is available at 530-274-9360. Also, Sierra Solar Systems, serving the foothill and environment for 29 years, and they've been supporting KVMR for at least that long. They provide solar power for our KVMR fair broadcast. Their solar-powered showroom and warehouse is at the Alternative Building Center, 563 Idaho Maryland Road, Grass Valley, 530-273-6754, or sierrasolar.com. And lastly, Big O Tires, with independently owned tire and automotive stores throughout Northern California and Nevada, providing brake service, alignments, suspension repair, oil changes, and scheduled vehicle maintenance. Locations are online at BigO.com. Well, this next song goes out to Christine. Request from yesterday. Here's Keola Beamer with Honolulu City Lights. Thank you.
the stars above the ocean. Got my ticket for the midnight plane, and it's not easy to leave again. Took my clothes and put them in my bags. Try not to think just yet of leaving. Looking out into the city night, oh, it's not easy to leave again.
Kupua.
Pocono.
I will love you always. Thank you. I'll play this for you in the style of the great Gabby Pahinui. ikamo bana nui kayonu lana mandi ko ma alle ikamo kandi nui ikai ka pae ae mali e oe e pae ae mali e oe e ni kahele mai ko opa mai bula leika ike ato maka o kai no maka maka ke aloha pae mai o ka nandia e ki pa Helen by our King Kalakaua.
Oh, no.
Few tracks from a delightful collection there called the Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar Festivals. That was Volume 2, produced by Milton Lau and his son Chris. That was an overview of the highlights of 25 years of slack key festivals all over the Hawaiian Islands. And that last piece was Kaleohano by Mauna Lua, the unmistakable voice of Bobby Modaro. Leading the way there, Mauna Lua, a very popular band in the islands. Ahead of that, E Nihi Kahele, as Makana mentioned, written by King David Kalakaua. Also in that set, you heard Ka'ina by Glenn Smith, Monterey from Donald. Kaulia, always, from Reverend Dennis Kamakahi. And started the set with Kavika Kahiapo, Kamakani Kaili. Well, you are listening to KVMR FM normally in Nevada City, but today direct from the Nevada County Fairgrounds in Grass Valley, celebrating all that is wonderful about the Nevada County Fair. So, I wanted to thank my underwriters and let you know about some upcoming events to share with you in the Hawaiian community. And many of you were listening last week. I had a really delightful interview with Wayne Moniz. And I want to let you know that his book, Under Maui Skies and Other Stories, has been released. And if you would like to find out about it, you can go to his website at undermauiskies.com. And you can even find a place to purchase books online if that interests you. And I want to let you know that Willie Kay and Joe Cano are coming to our area. They'll be at Yoshi's down in Oakland on August 19th. That's a Wednesday night, two shows, 8 and 10 p.m. You can go to yoshis.com for tickets and information. And then next Saturday night, boy, this is just going to be a delightful time for all of us here in Grass Valley. Willie Kay and Joe Cano coming to St. Joseph's Cultural Center. That'll be an 8 o'clock showtime. Tickets available at the Briar Patch, the bookseller Yabobo, Cherry Records, or online at Strings Concerts. That's stringsconcerts.com. Or you can simply call St. Joseph's at 265-5040. So once again, that's next Saturday night. Willie Kay, incredible talent. Everything from, he can do anything from arias that you would hear from Luciano Pavarotti or the likes, and dynamite slack key player. And he can just rip it up and throw down some Rolling Stones covers as well. So, truly a chameleon of Hawaiian music, and I'm sure he'll knock us out next Saturday night, St. Joseph's. Willie Kay in concert. Also coming up in September, I wanted to remind you once again that Kapua Ching is offering a workshop for Lomi Lomi practitioners. If any of you are interested, you can call Kapua. The workshop will be Friday through Sunday, September 11th through the 13th. And you can call Kapua at 263, that's 530-263-3170. And in 2 weeks, on Saturday night, August 29th, the 10th anniversary Hoike for Halau Kawaikehi Lanimalie and Halau Kahula Liwai. Rivers of Knowledge, the theme for this year's performance, an evening filled with hula and the spirit of aloha. Tickets available through mondaviarts.org, or you can make reservations by telephone or with a credit card at 530-754-2787. 10th anniversary for Kumujuni and all of the haumana, the beautiful dancers of Kawaikehi Lanimalie. And a couple other things. On September 1st, the Sacramento Monarchs are hosting a basketball game, as usual. Their season rolls on. On September 1st, they will be performing... Oh, they'll be playing basketball, and proceeds from the ticket sales of that show will go to support, I think it's Hui'i Hawaii of Sacramento is the beneficiary of the proceeds from this basketball game. So if you would like to attend a Monarchs game, you can help out our local Hawaiian community. And you can call Brian at 916-928-3669. A wonderful collaboration between the Sacramento Monarchs and the Maloof family and our own Hawaiian community. Coming up August 20th, that's this Thursday night, down at Borders Books at the Pavilion Shopping Center on Fair Oaks Boulevard between Fulton and Howe. At 7 p.m., it's a book signing with renowned author Stuart Holmes Coleman, who wrote the book Eddie Would Go. He's going to be signing books and talking about his new book, which is called Fierce Heart. It's a written celebrating the region of around Makaha and all of the characters that were raised there. The book is titled Fierce Heart. And from 7 to 7:30 or 7:45, he will be signing books. And then right after that, Patrick Landeza and friends will be playing slack key and giving you a little music as well. So that's the 20th. This Thursday night down at Borders Books Pavilion Shopping Center. And the matinee performance again by Faith Ako on September 12th. That's one for your calendar. That'll be coming up on us pretty quickly. She'll be at the Sacramento Buddhist Church on Riverside Avenue in Sacramento, a benefit for the Ohana Dance Group. Tickets available at www.ohanadancegroup.com. Or you can simply call Alana at 916-607-8285. And I certainly hope you'll take the time to support Hawaiian music and Hawaiian culture through all of these events that come to our area. Always the best way that you can make a difference to help the Hawaiian community. If Hawaii is in your heart, then support it. Here's Darlene Ahuna. Kanikapila on KBMR.
Aloha pumehana e aoe, ua kamaaina I koleo, hone ana I kaleo hone hone. Thank you.
Oh, how could I not include My Little Grass Shack from the Fairgrounds? The late, great Les Paul and Mary Ford from the album Lover's Luau has been our accompanist for the program this morning. It's about 11:55 in this on this glorious Sunday morning from the Nevada County Fair. I hope you are enjoying your day wherever you might be. Stick around in about 3 or 4 minutes. Steve Baker will be reporting from the broadcast booth over in Nevada City. He's going to give us an update on the fire that's burning near Dobbins and creating all this smoke that we're suffering through today. So take it easy. Don't overdo it. Don't inflate your lungs too much with this nasty smoke that lingers in our air. Projected containment for the fire maybe by Tuesday, so we'll just have to cross our fingers and hope we don't get some really, really strong north winds in the meantime. And once again, Steve Baker will be updating you in just a few minutes. Les Paul in the background. I'm Michael Keane, and it's just, well, it's a privilege to be here with you on Sunday morning sharing the music of the islands. Kind of caught my attention in the early 70s, and now it's just stuck with me ever since. Darlene Ahuna, by the way, that last track you just heard, that was Aloha Pumehana from a brand new release from Daniel Ho Creations. Darlene Ahuna will be our accompanist for Halau Hula O Pili Aloha O Kalani O Hilo. Our Grass Valley group will be doing a Christmas concert with Darlene Ahuna. She'll be in town on December the 6th at the Veterans Memorial Hall. I'll be giving you a lot more information about tickets as we get closer to that date. So thank you all for listening this morning. Mahalo nui loa. And also mahalo to our underwriters who have helped out with this year's fair broadcast, giving a little extra to make sure that KVMR sounds crisp and wonderful from this remote broadcast. Stick around this afternoon. There's going to be live music here. Buck Love and the Humperheads will be at 2 o'clock, and the Deadbeats, Nevada County's Grateful Dead cover band, will be performing this afternoon. So that'll be live from the fairgrounds from 2 to 6. And our ongoing broadcast continues here at KVMR 24 hours a day. We are the official emergency broadcast alert system, our station honored with that distinction. So you can always get updates on our website, kvmr.org. And you can tell friends out of the area that they can stream live music 24 hours a day on their computer at kvmr.org. So thank you, Northern Sierra Air Quality District, reminding listeners that summertime is ozone time, and ozone exposure can cause respiratory problems for kids and sensitive adults during high ozone days. Health advisory information on protection from ozone is available at 530-274-9360. Also, Sierra Solar Systems providing the foothills with solar power for KVMR's broadcast. They have been in the foothills and serving our environment for 29 years. They've been an underwriter of KVMR for all that time as well. Their solar-powered showroom and warehouse is at the Alternative Building Center, 563 Idaho Maryland Road, Grass Valley. You can reach them by telephone at 530-273-6754 or online. Sierra.